Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We have been going through Luke chapter 21. We had talked about initially of just the chaos that's going on around the world, wars, rumors of wars, specifically the threat of North Korea and all the hype about all of that on the news, and so what should our response be? Many people are in fear and turmoil and not knowing which way to turn, not knowing what's going to happen. And so, and also just, you know, all of that we have known, the safety, the security, the, you know, this nation that we're in, not knowing how long this will last and how this will all end up. So all of this, you know, is a big concern to a lot of people. So we just want to, you know, go through here and look a little bit at what Jesus had to say. So we also talked about, you know, Jesus' first words when the disciples asked about, you know, the things that he talked about, the destruction of Jerusalem, whatever, was to not be deceived. And so, you know, how do we do that? How do we do to keep from being deceived? So let's move on to Luke chapter 21. Let's start in verse 8. I think we may have read that. Verse 9 maybe. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be in from heaven. But before all these things they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Because so now what he's talking about here is nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, great earthquakes. And we see all these things happening. We see, you know, unprecedented amount of this kind of things happening. We talked a little bit about the storms that are coming. You had Superstorm Sandy coming in New York. You had Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans a few years ago. And now you have Hurricane Harvey in Houston, the fourth largest city in the nation. I think New York is the first largest city that was hit. Not sure where New Orleans stands, but Houston is the fourth largest city. And now they're saying that the damage in Houston is more than Hurricane Katrina and Superstorm Sandy combined. So it seems like these things are just escalating, and each time it gets worse. And now we have Hurricane Irma heading for Florida, and we don't know what that'll all hold there, but a pretty big storm coming on there, and we'll see how that pans out. But there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of war, there's chaos, there's war in the Middle East, there's mass refugees being displaced, people being displaced, and all these things. But he says here that says these things, but these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. It says, settle it, verse 14 then continues, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. He's talking about when he's being brought before people, and he's talking about, then he talks about, and you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess your souls. So the first, this kind of thing just brings, you know, turmoil or fear into our hearts, which we know is not the right response either, as we see in, First John talks about this. Let me see here, First John chapter 4. verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So, you know, fear is not something, we don't want to react in fear, in other words. Also had to think of Matthew 28, verse 11. Matthew 11, verse 28, sorry, where Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." I'm just going to quote in it now. Let me see if I can find it. "Take my yoke upon you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am weak and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so Jesus is asking us to come to him for rest. You know, when we have turmoil in our souls and all these things look fearful and you know, we don't know what's going to happen with us and those kind of things, then we can have rest. We can have confidence. We can trust in Jesus. We can just give ourselves over to him. He will give us rest. He will give us the comfort that we need. We need not be fearful. We could also go to some verses in Psalms. Maybe we'll get to that later. I think I'm going to end it there for this time, and we'll pick it up again next time. God bless.